The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Irish Rail's timetable U-turn. So they've confirmed that services in Dublin are going to go back to the old timetable as of the 14th of October. So while the new timetables had increased some intercity services, it ultimately led to congestion and knock-on delays on certain routes. They've acknowledged the disruption. They've apologised to customers. Spokesperson Barry Kenny saying they got this wrong. Here he is speaking to Andrea on Lunchtime Live.
We did get it wrong, Andrea, and we very much apologise. So many customers that were affected by it. It disrupted their work, it disrupted their education, childcare, other issues. And as Tony alluded to there in the first instance, the timings were, it proved too ambitious on the initial introduction of the timetable. And the impact of the interchange at Connolly definitely had a huge disruptive effect in terms of just elongating the overall journey time for customers. So we did make change on the 16th of September, which improved the situation somewhat, particularly in the evening, but it's clear that more has to be done. So that's why on Monday week, we will be making very significant changes. We will be bringing the pattern of the morning timetable very much back to what it was before any of these changes. So trains that used to go to Pearse and Grand Canal Dock and Bray will be going to those again. We will accommodate the extra Belfast services, but not to the significant detriment of the commuter services. The gap that Karina referenced on the Northern Line is something that will be brought back to what it was before these changes. And ultimately, and I think Trish said it in her first comments there, the issue is that when a train is delayed, you are then getting the second train's crowd arriving along the first train, and that compounds the situation.
No.
So it's been a terrible few weeks for customers, and they apologise. Then we apologise to our own staff, who obviously have been facing the brunt of people's unhappiness. And you know, we've listened, we've reviewed the operation, and we will make these changes.
Barry Kenny of Irish Rail speaking to Andrea on Lunchtime Live a little bit earlier. Mark Leeson with me from Rail Users Ireland. Mark, what do you think of this?
This is progress. It brings us back to a timetable people understand and have trust in. It's not exactly the timetable we had prior to the 26th of August. It's something that's very similar to it. The devil's in the detail. Hopefully on Monday we will get a full printout of the timetable and be able to make sure that there aren't any kind of abnormalities or inconsistencies to make cause delays. But again, it doesn't matter what timetable we've got. If we've got too many people using the service, passengers will get delayed.
I mean, does this mean that it's going to be impossible to improve the service without extra lines being constructed?
I think that there's a lesson to be learned from this timetable, that it was, as Barry said there, being very contrite about it, is that they were too optimistic. Irish need to go back to basics and really drill on making their network run very efficiently, very reliably, very consistently. We are going to need to push more capacity out of the network over the next 5 to 10 years before the major investment comes on stream. Passenger demand is not going away.
Mm. But isn't the difficulty, and Barry would have said this when he was on the show talking about it a couple of weeks ago, the difficulty in terms of pushing out the capacity without extra rail lines is that you end up in situations like this. You know, you're squeezing the lines to the absolute maximum and then, you know, one little thing goes wrong, domino effect.
Yeah, I think that we've learned a lesson that this timetable philosophy didn't work. But what we need to do now is look at the timetable, come up with a timetable that is reliable, that you can push more trains through. And that involves using kind of a consistent pattern, what they would call kind of a clock face timetable. You have a consistent, reliable pattern where trains don't cross in front of each other. Connolly Station was akin to an Irish town waiting for a bypass. It was long distance traffic, short term traffic, people double parked, people going left, people going right. If you smooth that out, everyone's going in the same direction at the same time, you have a free flow, you can get more trains through. And that's something, an opportunity that was missed. And hopefully in the years to come, they can work on that.
Jason Cullen from the Dublin Commuter Coalition is with us as well. Jason, what do you think of this U-turn? Is it the right idea?
Yeah, I mean, look, on a short-term basis, this will alleviate some of the challenges people have been having over the last few weeks in getting to and from their destination. And it'll certainly restore a small amount of confidence in Irish Rail for operating their service. But what we really had here was a full-on exposure for the problems, the underlying problems on the rail network. It simply has suffered for far too long from underinvestment. And now as we are having this increased capacity returned to effectively pre-COVID levels or close to, we're getting a return of the same challenge, especially in the morning with everyone traveling at the same time. Long term, we need more lines. We need a better system. We need more carriages running through, and that's just going to be impossible with the infrastructure we have at the moment. So we need government to really invest and invest immediately. They're sitting on billions from Apple. They've just announced a rather large budget. We need that investment. We need it now.
But given how long it takes for, you know, big projects like this to get planning and get up off the ground and get completed, I mean, in the short term, do we just have to make do with the timetable as is? We've seen what happens when you try to squeeze too much out of it.
Well, some of these projects have already been passed through planning. We have Dart Plus West has already been approved. North is closing within a couple of weeks. You know, these are projects that are already sitting there. They just need to be, you know, the manpower needs to be put behind it and the funding needs to be put in place, and we just need to get on with it and build them. And that will give a little bit of alleviation. It's going to be a lot of projects, a lot of individual projects that are going to hit critical mass and improve that quality on the line. So whilst we'd love a full metro network and an extra four rail lines the whole way up to up the Northern Line, you know, in the meantime, if we can get the projects we've already got approved up and running and quickly, then we can at least make some changes as demand increases over time.
Jason Cullen of the Dublin Commuter Coalition, Mark Leeson from Rail Users Ireland, thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.